Hey, we're on.
Blog Talk Radio.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
I did.
You totally forgot.
All right.
You jumped the gun.
Damn
and
it.
I knew she was coming, too.
Damn it.
You know, because remember last week we talked about the beep, and then it's 2 seconds later, and then she says...
I don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it?
Wait,
oh,
I did have it.
Such a disappointment.
I don't know where it is.
Blog Talk Radio. I can say it.
Oh, here we go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so
there you go.
Yeah, then it threw me a little bit.
All right.
Okay, so we're here.
All right,
okay.
We're here. We can't spend a lot of time talking about that. The listeners have no idea what we hear when we go on, but believe me, it's a cluster F if you haven't any idea what you're talking. Hey, anyway,
happy
hey Derek.
Hey Kay, what's up?
What's going on? Hey, it's March.
And it is March.
Was it not March the last time we did the show?
No, this is our first March show.
Okay.
I think so. That's a good thing.
I'm a little discombobulated today.
That's
all right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I get too much sleep, maybe. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh, you and my husband both. He woke up at 11 when I came home, and he said, oh, I woke up at 11. And then we came back from brunch, went back to sleep.
Oh, boy.
You know what I did? Show prep for the Derek and Kay show.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and
that's
then I
good.
Came here. So what do you have this
well,
week?
Well, we've got some really great stories in the weird news. We got a mouse fight between pizza shops.
I'm sorry, what?
There's two pizza I'll get more into it in the weird news, but these two pizza places are fighting business with mice, and I'll tell you more about that on the weird news.
I really can't wait for that. anyway, I got Charlie Sheen.
Oh, my gosh. Do we have Charlie Sheen?
Yeah. I mean, basically all I got is Charlie Sheen. What do you got?
That's the whole show. I mean, really. Well, we got a bunch of things. We got a crazy woman knocking over... liquor bottles at a liquor store.
Oh yeah! Hey, I saw that.
Did you?
I saw that. I saw the video. It was fantastic.
I just found out about that this morning. Oh, there's a video. I don't have the video.
There's a video, and we can post it on the blog later,
yeah,
or we
cool.
can tweet it. I've also got a crazed drunken minister going crazy in jail.
Oh, that's awesome! And then
11 minutes of audio, by the way.
Ooh.
Good
and
nuggets.
Then we got sex ed going a little too far.
Oh, I think I heard a little bit about that too.
Yeah.
And for our final teaser here on the Derek and Kay show, winning.
Winning.
Yeah. There it is. Let's start the show.
All right. Good times.
This is the Derek and Kay show.
Call the Derek and Kay show at 661-467-2416.
Winning.
Let's get restarted in here.
Wow, winning.
I think it's a yes.
Broadcasting live from Boston. Today is March 6th.
Yes, you're right.
2011. In like a lion, out like a lamb.
Oh,
is that what they say?
Goodness. Is that your? Is that the new March 6th?
No, it might be.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. I couldn't come up with anything else, but I think that's what we got. Yeah, thank you.
It's okay. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I didn't say who we are. I'm Derek. And there's Kay.
I'm Suzanne. And welcome. And welcome to this week's Derek and Kay show. What
oh,
the hell is
boy.
That, like, that guy saying Pikachu?
That is the great, awesome Ron Bennington.
Is it really?
Saying,
Pikachu! That's Ron Bennington?
Yes. He did it, like, last
Incredible.
Week in his show. They're talking about.
Oh, really? Pokemon Black and
White? Yeah. No, they weren't, but they somehow Pokemon came up in the mix.
Well, you know what?
And,
I just want to say that today. March 6th, Sunday.
Oh, is it?
Is the release day for the new Pokemon Black and White version for Nintendo
gosh.
DS.
Wow.
I have not yet picked up my copy, but I plan to perhaps on Tuesday.
That is exciting.
Because there's no time tomorrow, unfortunately.
No.
Not between work and I have a job interview and I also have to go to rehearsal.
Wow.
So there's no time for Pokemon. Not until Tuesday.
Pikachu!
That's awesome.
It's pretty great.
And that is Ron Bennington of the aforementioned Ron and Fez show.
The Ron and Fez show, yeah.
Which I used to love to listen to on WJFK. When
yeah.
Not even when I was living down there, but when we were listening to WJFK podcasts from Washington.
That's right.
Was that even like a real podcast situation, or was it like somebody records a show and then you post it on the web and then we
I
download?
I think it's an MP3, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now I'm a subscriber. I listen now. It's great. It's a great show.
I gotta get
another
in
show,
on some
but it's
of that.
Really good.
I really miss the Ron and Fez
it's
show.
It's really amazing.
I miss the Comedy Pyramid.
It's so many great things.
They do refer to the Comedy Pyramid sometimes on the Sports Junkie.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Whenever
That's
people are calling
funny.
With things, they're like, "Let's do the Comedy Pyramid," and it makes me laugh. And they do use the Spy Report sounder as well.
Oh, that was. That
I
was
wish
funny.
We had that Spy Report.
That is pretty great. Oh, I heard something like they messed up the sounder on that, like. Like the call screener didn't know what a spy report was, and they said like, I forgot what they said, like spider bomb.
Spider bomb?
Like,
oh my god!
Making a joke on, anyway.
Well, we do have spider news, by the way.
Oh, we do have some spider news.
Yes.
That's good.
I love.
You can always use more spider news.
Yes, you know I love spiders.
How are your headphones?
Especially
by the way?
In the car, they're great.
Are they good?
Yes.
Let me turn up a little bit there.
Are your headphones a little crappy?
I think I'm good now.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy.
Yeah, there was a couple of weeks ago when they like went out completely.
When you had some bad ones?
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I was talking.
I don't know, loose plug or something.
It's weird. I don't know. So you've got a cat situation.
That is true. I do have a cat situation.
Do you want to tell listeners about your cat situation?
Well, everyone knows that there's assistant producer Leo.
Fabulous. Gray.
Who's really
Butterball.
Nice. Yeah, a big fluffy gray cat who's amazing. And so I decided to get him a friend. And
sorry, I just looked over at my bag. Sam's made it his new bed.
He's in it?
He's on it.
Oh, good boy.
I would take a picture, but my phone is in the bag.
And he's probably on top of it.
Yeah, he's on
yeah,
top.
Yeah, so I got another kitty. He's a little bit smaller, but very similar coloring. And his name is Sam. He's got a little white chest and white paws, and he's gray.
And right now he's looking very adorable on the bag.
So I guess it's junior assistant producer
there.
Sam. And Leo...
He's very cute, but Leo not so happy.
He's hissing all the time. Not a happy kitty.
I'm telling you, the cat introduction is very hairy.
Slow going.
No pun intended.
That's right.
It is, though. It's like...
I'm sorry, I was working my tea here.
What kind of... Are you having the same kind of tea there?
I got the same kind, yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is Teavana Miss Earl Grey.
That's what it's delicious. It's one of my favorite teas. I think I have. But you gave me.
I did give you this.
I don't remember a while ago. It's really good though. Yeah.
It's mighty tasty, if I may say so myself.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might want a little sweetener in there.
Got a little bit of sugar.
Maybe a little sugar.
Make it just right.
Yeah.
Anyway, Leo seems very pissed.
Yeah, he's just hissing and walking around and looks really pissed.
When I came in here. He had a look in his eye, like the Paddington look, my cat Paddington, when Athena comes around, like just a...
Yeah. Yeah, and there's the growling.
Yeah.
The low growl.
Yeah, like just a disgruntled kind of look.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. But I mean, it's only been a couple of days, right?
Yep. They met on Friday, mm-hmm. and there's a little separation again on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
And now they're together, two cats.
That's totally new.
Yeah.
Totally new.
Still new.
So
that's okay.
So because Charlie Sheen has decided to use Twitter.
Oh, my gosh.
I've decided to become more active on my own Twitter.
Oh, that's great.
Account, which is K.P. Shaw. No, it's K.A.Y.P. Shaw at Twitter or whatever.
Oh, that's good.
So you can follow me. I encourage you to follow me.
That's a good idea, individually.
But,
yeah.
Yes, but you can also follow our official Twitter account at DK Radio Show. You may
and
also...
I need someone to
You may also email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got some
Whoops.
Mail.
That's a good one.
That's
that
a
works.
One. Yeah, it's a different one.
Follow our blog at derrickandk.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Become a fan on Facebook, so we can all the social media
That's
there.
That's right. We got to cover all the new media, even the old media, too.
All the new media and the old media on our phone at 661-467-2416.
That's right. You can give us a call.
You can give us a call. Anyway, I decided to become a lot more active on Twitter.
That's really cool.
And
I'm not so active.
Well,
although I do look, but I'm not so tweeting.
I don't know. Twitter makes me feel just a little bit old.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just figured out what the hashtags do.
Oh, right, right.
And
I don't understand that.
I've been using the hashtags, and I just did a search for the hashtags of Blog Talk Radio. And
oh, that's interesting.
Lots of tweets. Lots of tweets involving about Blog Talk Radio.
Really?
Which I think is kind of funny. Yeah.
Huh.
But I think it's mostly about people promoting their show.
Oh, yeah. I know. I've done that on my own Twitter a few times.
These are the exciting tweets about Blog Talk Radio here. Diabetes is the topic live on my God Wants You healthy show on Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Fantastic. Who will go for us tonight, 7 p.m. Blog Talk Radio on Second Half Christians?
Hmm.
This is our competition, by the way.
I guess. Right now, this is right now? This is current? Or?
Yeah, this is current tweets.
Oh, interesting.
These
okay.
are like 6-minute tweets.
Uh-huh.
Okay. D-O-E apostrophe S, size really matter?
Oh.
This is for women, so it's a spelling botch. On Frank Nitti, will air 3-6 Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Hot Topic, is Obama the Antichrist, hosted by Tesla on Blog Talk Radio.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Buy your own damn fries.
Join us on my It's Barbie Bitch radio show on Blog Talk Radio. By the way, I hope everyone that I'm reading these tweets for appreciates the free press.
That's
and,
right. We're plugging your show.
We're plugging your show, even if
That's
we're
right.
making fun of it. I will follow director Ava DuVernay on Cinema in Noir, Blog Talk Radio. Branded After Dark, Slow Jams music on Next Legacy.
Yeah.
Tune in every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to my Blog Talk Radio show by logging. Oh, it didn't even say what it's about.
Huh.
Let's see. Oh, here's another good one. Original Women, join me live for a book club meeting, The Art of War show on Blog Talk Radio. Jesus. Granny Tranny? Listen to our 1 hour after church service on Granny Tranny on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, boy.
These are our competition, you guys.
I don't know. If people are interested in those shows, they're probably not listening to our show.
You know what? I suppose not. There's a lot of Christian shows on Blog Talk Radio and
yeah.
some weird, wacky ones. Listen live in our 1 hour to Inspiration Celebration with Joy Bing Phlegm on Love and
what?
Laughter Blog Talk Radio.
Is that a real name?
Joy Bing Phlegm? It's very automatic, pedic, isn't it?
I can't even say that.
Joy Bing Phlegm.
Wow.
Listen live in 1 hour to the inspirational show with Pastor Kendall Page on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, wait. Listen in 1 hour to Do Whites Know They're Canaanites on Blog Talk Radio.
Do what?
Do Whites Know They're Canaanites.
What?
I don't even know what Canaanites are.
I don't. Wow, this is so strange.
If you know what a Canaanite is, please call the show and tell me.
Are we on the right network?
I don't know. What's going on? Why is no one just talking about just random stuff on Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, and like nothing about Charlie Sheen because that's like all the talk.
Starting in 2 minutes, Connect Community Puck Talk
Puck
on
talk?
Blog Talk Radio. Hockey.
I thought it was like a show about hockey pucks.
No.
It's actually about hockey.
And it's looks like a woman hosting too, which is weird. Come listen to Mothers and Sons Raising Boys to Become Men on Eclectic Perspective on air now.
Jeez.
Let's see what else.
I feel like if we're bored sometime, we should listen to one of these things on the show. And from our show, we should call in.
Oh my gosh, we should call in.
We should try that sometime.
Why don't we do that today?
I don't know. I don't know if we can hook that up.
What's stopping us?
I don't know.
Does that mess up our connection if we listen to another show and then we call in another show?
I have no idea how
from
that works.
From our show?
I could probably get the Skype on mine and then call a show.
And say you're on the air and we're doing
yeah,
a show.
That's right. I don't know how that would work. Oh, wait. I don't have a... We'd probably have to do this another time because I don't think I have a mic in right now.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's a good bit, though.
That could be pretty good. Yeah. We could do that. That'd be fun.
A damn good bit. Oh, we got to set that up for next week.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay, so here's
That'd
a preview.
Be easy to do.
Next week on the Derek and Kay
That's
show,
awesome.
We're going to call another Blog Talk.
Yeah, we're
going to
call one of these shows.
Which kind of show should we call?
I don't know. There's so many we could choose from that look like they'd be real winners.
I mean, it'd be kind of funny to call one of those Christian shows, but people might get upset.
Yeah.
Maybe we should call like one of those like shows where they're talking about sexual problems.
Yeah, or ones that...
We could pretend we're a couple.
That's true, we could.
Or we could just pretend we're going to the Derek and Kay show.
Wow, there's lots of fun things we could do here. I think we got to call one of those like advice-like shows that people are, you know, like looking
yes.
for callers to talk about their problems, and we could like make something up.
We could just
we should
say,
totally do that.
We're doing a show and we're having a real. We should call. You know, here's what. Here it is. Here it is. Ready?
All right.
We're gonna call another Blog Talk Radio show host, and we're gonna ask them about the beep.
Oh.
There's a winner.
I love it. That's what we need to do.
We totally need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, is there some sort of message board that we've been missing or something like that well, that they've probably all talked about it like maybe weeks ago or we're just missing it?
Right. Let's totally do that. Let's just call three shows in a row, and that's all we're going to ask about. did the beep throw you? Do you understand the beep? Was it new to you? Okay, thank you. And then we'll go next. We'll just go through.
And I know that the listeners do not hear
the
beep, but this is what we experience.
It's really weird. Oh.
The show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, there's the beep.
Hey. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't understand how that works.
I mean, how can you do a show when you start like that?
You know what? And I'm embarrassed to say you did this whole bit last week. And I still didn't know what was going on. I really didn't.
It's true. You
like,
came
oh,
in before.
On.
You're like, I'm like, we're not on.
And
I looked right
me
at
that
you.
Look like, nope.
Dude, I looked
I like,
right in the eye.
It,
and I was just like,
I was like,
we're not. It's not time yet.
I really don't know.
And I was waiting for the crazy calls. Wait for the beep clip too.
Oh, that's right. What's that? Oh no.
Where is that?
Oh, I moved everything around.
That
here
needs to be at the top of your sound list.
Oh,
wait
it's over
for the
here.
Beep.
Yeah.
Because that is the first. There we go. That's the first incident. But there's a lot of tweets about Blog Talk Radio. Just in that incident,
people are going nuts.
41 new tweets. Listening to Daily Meditation hosted by Bethley Shinner Light.
Oh, we got to call some of these shows.
We got to call the show.
We're going to set that up next week.
Oh, that would be so great.
That is pretty great.
Tune in next week. We'll call another show.
Yeah.
And we'll ask them about the beep.
It's going to be really funny.
It is going to be great.
It's funny stuff.
Could be a huge bomb, but it'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Yes.
Boy, some of those shows. I don't know.
I mean, I'm reading some of these tweets, and I just don't know what's going on. Anyway, if I see another tweet that has the hashtags Derek and Kay Show, and it's not my tweet, I'm going to be psyched. You can't do that. If it's a stranger.
Yeah, I've only tweeted probably the show like a couple times.
Yeah, so follow my tweets at KAYP Shaw and enjoy rantings of my life.
I would give my Twitter out, but I'm not very active right now. Maybe
you got no tweets?
Yeah, I mean, here and there, but.
Well, here are the trending trends. Breakout Kings, what's that?
Breakout Kings?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Pokemon Black is a trending topic in Boston.
Oh, that's not too surprising.
Pikachu! I wanted to pick up Pokemon Black today.
Right.
But I couldn't.
That's the one you're gonna get?
That's the one I'm going to get.
So why the black?
Because you get the pretty white Pokemon at the end. And not the scary black Pokemon.
Hey, I think that's a new segment we're going to do. I like that. It's going to be called K-Fox. But which Pokemon, which black or white, which one she chooses? I think it should be a new segment. I'll just play this.
K-Fox.
So why would you go with that one?
I wanted to get the pretty white Pokemon at the legendary Pokemon at the end. The black one looked kind of scary, so I wanted the pretty white one.
Okay.
That's why I wanted the Pokemon black version. Black!
That's cool. Is the cartridge black and white? They have those colors? Or?
Don't know.
Oh.
I would have pre-ordered, but I was lazy.
Yeah.
This
and you never know. They couldn't come late. That like happened to Smash.
They never come late with
like
Pokemon.
That. Really?
No. You always get it like the day before it comes
just
out.
Just a little red and white ball on your step.
And then it opens. Oh, I wish I had the Pokemon ball opening sound.
Oh, that would be great. I don't have that.
No, unfortunately, it just comes in a box.
Yeah.
It's really boring. But not until you open the box, and it's really exciting.
And then there's the ball in the box.
Yes. Then Pikachu comes out,
pretty
and
much.
It's really exciting. Ron Bennington says, Pikachu! That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. So.
Oh, boy.
So what should we do? Should we do the weird news? Or I mean, the weird news and Chuck Sheen are the same thing.
That's
so, I mean,
true. They're all weird news. Well, it's already 6:20. Maybe we should take a break and we'll get to a little bit of the weird news. Maybe we'll go through it rather quickly because I know there's a lot of Sheen.
We got a lot of Sheen.
Yeah.
Winning.
Okay, so we'll take a
we
quick break and we'll be right back.
All
with
right.
The weird news.
The Darrington Kay Show.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately, and with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not. It's a major factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila! This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, the Darrington Kay Show.
Hey, yo, it's the Darrington Kay Show. We are back.
And, you know, I just retweeted a tweet from H. Griffin that said, the legendary that comes with black looks like a girl's Pokemon, too.
Oh.
So I guess I'm getting the one with the girl's Pokemon.
Very interesting.
Maybe that's why I want that Pokemon, because it's girly. I do only like the cute Pokemon, I have
right.
to admit, because I'm a girl. Yeah, I like Pikachu.
Pikachu's really cute.
But I need
very
an effective
popular.
And cute Pokemon, and Pikachu just doesn't really do it for me.
Really?
He's actually kind of fragile in an actual battle.
Hmm. Even in Smash?
No. In Smash, he rules. But in Pokemon,
yeah,
in an actual Pokemon battle, he's not money.
Okay, that's interesting.
Do you want to play the Kay's thoughts clip now?
Hey.
Okay, thank you. I'm excited to hear what's on the weird news because I really want to know about this mouse bite and a pizza joint.
Okay, maybe we'll start with that.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, so it's a rivalry between three pizza shops, I understand. This is in Pennsylvania, where an owner of one pizza shop was caught bringing in a bag of mice into a restroom of the pizza shop and putting it in the drop ceiling. Like, they just put a bag of mice up in the ceiling. Police found, I guess there was police actually in the pizza shop.
He had a giant, a plastic bag full of mice. Mice.
He had a paper bag of five white mice.
Oh, like lab mice.
That you got actually at a pet store.
Oh, the poor thing.
And he also put them in a garbage bag.
In my image, in my mind, I just had it like a plastic bag just full of like little brown mice.
Yeah.
like big bags.
Probably like a lunch sack.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's happening in Philadelphia.
So can you elaborate, please, so what else is happening?
So this is Uncle Nick's Pizzeria, which I think is a great name, Uncle Nick's. It just kind of, I don't know, it just kind of has that sound.
Is that what we're going to order from
we
later?
We probably should order from Uncle Nick's and hold the mice.
Yes, please, no mice.
He had two, I guess he dropped a bag in the trash, and then he had the tiles above the bathroom. He asked to use the bathroom. He had the bag of mice, and then he left without a bag. I don't know how the police, supposedly there was police in inside one of the pizza joints at the time. And they did some investigating, and they found the mice, and they knew that he walked in with a bag and left without a bag.
Oh, okay, sorry, I was tweeting. So yeah. What did he do with the mice? He just put them in the drop ceiling, and then...
Yeah,
He's trying to sabotage the joint?
Yeah, there's this competition, I guess, between these three different pizza places.
What is it, like the 50s? So you just stick in, you're like, you know what I'm going to do?
I know it is.
See? I'm going to take a bag of mice, see? And I'm going to put it in the ceiling,
him.
See? Yeah. Like, what is that? It's kind of funny, though.
It is kind of funny. It's kind of old school,
right? It's very old school.
Yeah.
Is it like an Italian guy?
I don't know. They don't say. Nick's Pizza. Verona Pizza. Those are the names. I don't know.
Is it
it's probably something to do.
Where?
It probably
right
is.
Off the boat. Where is this taking place? What city in Pennsylvania?
Upper Darby. Upper Darby. I don't know. Am I pronouncing that? I have no idea.
I don't know how you spell it.
Darby.
That sounds like Darby. Upper Darby?
Could be.
Is it Harry thing?
It's got to be if people are bringing mice into pizza shops.
Pizza shops?
Pizza shops. All right, I got a very important
news update.
Sometimes we report things on the news and then other things happen, and then we get a
news update.
So what's the news update for Upper Darby?
This is from last week. I didn't get an update that quickly.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought it was like, you know, coming in.
No, last week.
Breaking news.
Last week we had the breast milk ice cream.
Yes.
Baby Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
It has been pulled. Local government officials pulled the ice cream on Monday. They're worried about that it's unsafe for humans.
News update.
So the ice cream is no longer available.
So what would lead them to believe that it's unsafe for humans?
I don't know. The owner is still protesting that that they did all the proper testing, but I think the government wanted to do further testing, so they pulled it. They've confiscated it, actually.
I thought that they made it for one day and it was gone.
No, I think they were.
It was a regular flavor.
I think they were ready. I think they had some and they're ready to do some more. I think they have a list of women that were going to donate.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder why they think that people can't eat it.
It's kind of weird, right?
It's very weird.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hmm. Thanks for the news update. That was nice.
Good. Yeah.
Maybe I'll make my own breast milk ice cream. Who knows how that'll
turn
out.
Just be sure to tell people. Oh, this is kind of funny. This is in Massachusetts, Webster. The Board of Health has approved a plan to shame owners of rundown buildings into fixing and securing their properties.
How are they going to do that?
I can't believe this is even true. They've agreed to put a 4x8 sign on the side of dilapidated buildings with the owner's name, address, and telephone number.
What?
Yeah, this is no joke. It says they say that it costs the state and I guess the city $9,000 per year for police responses to these dilapidated buildings where people are squatting and vandal problems and other kinds of things that are happening.
You mean dilapidated?
What did I say?
Dilapidated.
Dilapidated. Thank you. And that's what's happening in Webster, Massachusetts.
Where's Webster?
I have no idea where Webster is. But can you believe this?
It was a great show,
people
though.
Right.
The little black kid.
I used to watch that.
I get psyched.
Boy, that's back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
So can you believe this is going to be a 4x8 sign? Big-ass sign.
Big-ass sign.
On with someone's phone number, and you can just call them up and say, hey, your building looks like crap. Why don't you fix it, you lazy bum?
I passed your dilapidated building.
Oh, thank you.
And I noticed that your number was on the side. Fix it.
Yeah.
Bitch.
That's kind of weird, right?
It's a little weird. But, you know, I might call.
It could be fun.
If you like, have a property next to the as you say, dilapid building.
Dilapid.
Then
lapidated.
Your property value is going way down if you're, like, you know, the building next to you has, like, boarded up windows and all kinds of business going
on.
Yeah,
and you might have squatters.
You might have squatters.
You never know.
Or homeless people.
Which I never understand how that,
there was
that's
an
a real
episode
thing.
Of Hoarders that I witnessed that there was a dude and he had, like, his house just full of crap, of course. But
yeah.
He had a homeless guy living in the front yard in some of the crap.
And he didn't even know it? Or did he know it?
He did know it.
It doesn't really matter.
He did know it.
Wow.
And then there was one dude who had, it was a dude who had a homeless lady, like, living somewhere in the house, and he didn't even know it. See, it's so much crap.
That is frightening.
Isn't it? It's crazy.
Wow.
Hoarding
is unbelievable.
Is ridiculous.
That is crazy. I've only watched a little bit of that, and it's kind of entertaining and frightening.
Oh, my God. There's one guy
that
with,
even
like,
exist.
He had, like, 2,000 rats.
Yee.
They're like domesticated rats.
Place.
You know,
they were pets.
They were pets, but then it, like, got out of control because they breed.
That's
they
gross.
Have babies all over the place. They were going in the walls. There's just rat crap everywhere. It was gnarly.
That is really gross.
It was really upsetting. I mean, how can you live like that?
Yeah, I mean, you don't even like stuff you don't even.
He
know.
Had like no furniture. He just had rat crap.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's almost. It's not, it's, well, I mean, yeah, the clutter is horrible, but the not knowing, like, I don't understand that. Like,
I don't know.
Like, not knowing that something could be that bad. I don't know.
I
guess that's where it goes from.
Hate any kind of clutter.
Yeah.
Hate it.
All right. God. Here we go.
All right.
In Nyack, New York, we have a woman that walks into a liquor store, and she's upset that she doesn't get served right away, so she takes
this.
Her hand out and basically starts dropping bottles from the shelf. About $1,600 worth of bottles, some top shelf bottles, were knocked off at a Right By Wine and Liquors in Nyack, New York.
I saw the video footage.
I didn't know there. I was meant to look for a video, but I just got this morning, and
I didn't
look the video.
I saw it on the news.
Maybe we could put that on our blog, like you're saying.
Yeah, it was pretty. She was bitter. She just walked out, and she just picks her hand,
yeah.
And she's like going down the line like this, and bottles are falling.
Yeah, I don't know. I might in that situation, I might have like drawn a tear. I mean, that might have been really sad for me to see those broken bottles.
All the waste.
Yeah, and that's what's happening in Nyack, New York.
Nyack, New York?
I guess she's due in court March 16th, but has not been charged yet. I don't know how it's going to work.
Apparently, she, like, apologized for her actions and said she was in the wrong.
Yeah. Well, even, I mean, that's $1,600. I mean, still.
She had been drinking.
Obviously. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get that part in the story here. You only have 3 sentences
not
on that.
Not a sober individual.
Well, that kind of makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, when I get drunk, I go out and I destroy
right.
property.
Right, yeah.
That's my MO. That's just what happens.
Oh, boy. Okay, we got one more here. Oh, where did that go? I put that over there. Damn it. Okay. This is a sex demonstration at a college. Like, sex ed going a little too far. In Chicago, at Northwestern University, a professor apologized Saturday for letting a couple demonstrate the use of a sex toy after one of his classes.
After one of his classes?
Yeah, he was doing...
Wait, during class or
no,
after?
Well, it was a class, and then he was going to do a little bit on fetishes that people could say afterwards, but he warned them that it could be graphic. Yeah.
Do we have details on what actually happened?
Well, they don't actually say, like, they don't give you the details of, like, they just say, like, a sex toy was used with a couple.
Hmm.
But yeah, that's what's happening in Chicago.
So it's a pure imagination to really figure out, like, what actually, what they were doing?
I'm guessing...
In a radio-safe way? I don't know.
I'm guessing... I mean, right? It's got to be the percentage is high that it's probably like a woman using a, you know.
You never know.
I guess that's true.
If you've ever logged on to like a website like goodvibrations.com or I think it's actually goodvibes.com where they sell. It's actually a women-driven website, but they sell sex toys. There are some things on there, and I don't know what you're supposed to do with them.
Yeah.
I've looked at a page and gone, no.
Not quite sure.
Don't understand what you're supposed to do with that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But there are some good things on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah. They have some cute ones. They had one, like, it was, like, shaped like a bunny.
Yep.
Yeah. It was, like, a little one.
Yeah, I know. That's very popular. And then there's
And then there's one that's shaped like a duck.
The horse tail. That's, you can...
Oh, yeah. You can flog your partner.
Well, you can pretend you're a horse,
or you can
too.
Tickle. What?
It's like an attachment kind of thing. Pin the tail.
No, they don't have that on there.
Oh, they don't?
No.
I haven't been on the site in a while, then. Anyways,
you have that?
That is my weird news.
Is that your favorite one of all the toys?
No, I'm really just kidding. I don't have that one.
You don't have that one?
No.
You have the donkey one, though, right?
I do have the donkey. It's a little bit shorter.
Oh, yeah. It is?
Yeah, and you can, like, swish side to side.
Does it come with a giant tack and you just pin it on?
No, it's not. It actually, you hold it, you kind of, it doesn't get pinned on.
It doesn't?
You kind of, it's more like you put it in and then it's flapping around. You understand how things work, right?
Is it next to in your drawer the jingle panty?
No, I don't. I don't actually have those.
I wish I had those.
No.
I really saw those just too late.
I know we were ready to buy those on all
so
kinds of
ready
things.
To buy I think they were only like $14.
They weren't that expensive. And
next Christmas
they had like I was looking for this.
Next Christmas, I need to have the jingle panty.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll come out again.
You can't wear them out in public.
You can't.
But
what do you got? Something loose there? Like
I got change. I got
like
spare
walking
change.
Down the street.
Rudolph, no. Yeah, no. I think the jingle panty is a necessity for next year. I bet you can get them
good
on
times.
Like eBay, but that's sketchy.
You don't know. They might have been used. Yeah.
Ew.
Like. To only use one holiday season.
Oh,
kind of.
Oh, trifling.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Well, I think that it's our responsibility to talk about Charlie Sheen.
Oh my gosh!
After the break.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't, we're not a talk show.
That's,
as much as it's kind of dying down a little bit.
It is kind of dying down. Yeah.
We need to really get into it, but even if it's just for a little while.
Well, I mean, it's still a lot of good stuff.
Oh, we've got good stuff.
Yeah.
We got all the audio. And then we cannot forget the audio from the drunk pastor. That's a fantastic.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's a video, but the audio is so it's great.
And
it's
I also have a good clip to play a little mixture of Charlie Sheen stuff.
Love it.
About a minute long.
Love it.
We'll do all that
after the break.
All right.
Yay.
We'll be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
This is a song about corn nuts, an intensely crunchy snack. It's not about anything else.
When you're all alone and there's no one home and you've got nothing to do,
nothing to do.
Don't despair, just pull up a chair. And here is what you do.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell. Drawers till you're ready for more, or leave it on your shelf. Girls and boys, go on and make some noise while you entertain yourself.
Bust a nut, bust a nut. Grab a bag of corn nuts and bust a nut. Lightly toasted and hard as hell.
Enjoy yourself, we won't tell.
Corn nuts, an intensely crunchy corn snack, comes in 7 nut busting flavors.
This is the Darrington Pace Show.
Call the Darrington Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now. The Darrington Pace Show.
Look inside. Look inside your tiny mind and look a bit harder.
machine.
Just winning every day. Defeat not an option.
Hey, yo, it's the Derek and Kay Show. We are back.
And welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show. As always, you can email the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. Follow our account on Twitter at dkradioshow. Or you may follow me personally at KAYPShaw.
And I need someone to tweet.
Become a fan on Facebook. Or you can call us old school style on your cell phone at 661-467-2416. Or you can, like, you know, you can use Skype, I suppose.
Yeah. That
anyway,
would be good.
if you want to chime into our live show, even though I'm not expecting any calls.
Yeah.
Ever.
If someone's listening, it'd be great if they just would call. Hey, did you see this is another song with FU.
Yes, I've noticed
I'm trying to keep up with that trend. But 3 weeks in a row.
What is going on with that?
And I got a lot of FU to go around.
We're no longer a family-friendly show.
I don't know. It's just a song, right?
I guess so. That's the second song. The Steel of Green song is pretty good.
It's the third, isn't it?
Yes, it is the third.
Yeah. And I got more FU.
Oh, dear.
Coming. We'll see what I can do.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's the...
the future for Charlie Sheen.
Just winning every day.
Yeah.
How can we not talk about Charlie Sheen?
Oh, it's so amazing, and it's so frightening and so sad.
It's entertaining, frightening, and sad all together, isn't it?
It's so amazing.
So he made his Twitter debut on Tuesday? Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard he's got, like, amazing number of followers.
Well, here are the statistics. So he joined on Tuesday, and in 25 hours, his account gained 1 million followers.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is the fastest it's ever, a Twitter account has ever had followers grow, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow.
So he is breaking records and winning.
That's right. I wanted to follow him, but I just didn't get around to it. I was going to.
Oh,
I was just so curious.
You are missing the boat, my friend.
And you've got that. Yeah, well, maybe I'll sign up.
Charlie Sheen tweets are phenomenal. Phenomenally entertaining.
Do you think he's actually doing it?
Well, here's the scoop. So Hollywood 411 is reporting to Radar Online that he's not actually doing the tweeting, that he has a tweet master who tweets a message when Sheen will call him on the phone and say, tweet this message, and the tweet master will actually tweet the tweet.
Tweet master.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So I think he's actually either too lazy or too arrogant to actually do the tweeting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not coherent enough to do the tweeting.
Well, he's too busy when you got a couple of porn stars and you got the 8-ball there. I mean, you can't be fooling around with Twitter. You get people for that, right?
That's true. He's got people for everything. He's got dumb money.
Yeah.
Anyway, 2.5 Men is in its 8th season and has been canceled for the season.
Yeah.
So we're not sure whether or not it'll come back next season, but I'm hoping so because I really enjoy that show.
Oh. Canceled.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh. He makes an estimated $2 million per episode.
That is
on
amazing.
2.5 Men. Dude, that kid, the kid on 2.5 Men is like the highest paid kid in Hollywood.
Is he really?
Yes.
He's not going to be a kid much longer.
No, he'll be a man soon. He's actually really funny.
Yeah.
I mean,
I've never actually seen the show. I've seen bits and pieces.
The show is so funny.
Maybe I should watch some.
It's like, when a rerun's on, I cannot turn it off.
Really?
It's so funny. Tom and I just sit there and we laugh.
I'll have to watch it.
We love it. It's like, it's a cheesy sitcom, but it's so funny.
Yeah.
And
now he's keeping the whole thing from happening.
Yeah, and that makes me bitter. Charlie Sheen has been divorced 3 times.
Oh, that's right. He said he's 0-3.
Yeah. So his girlfriends are Natalie and Rachel Oberlin.
He's got girlfriends?
Yeah,
more than one.
He calls them the goddesses.
Are those paid though? I don't
know. No, I think
works.
I think they're in the tank with the money.
In the tank with the money.
I don't know, but he did an interview on 2020, and here's him talking about the goddesses.
Oh.
Here they are.
What gets you up in the morning? What makes you want to embrace the day and stay clean and enjoy your
Hello.
Life?
Hello. my family, my beautiful, perfect, lovely family. It's just pure magic. And I keep looking around and going, wow, not only do I deserve this, but it's like, it's on.
What is on is Charlie Sheen's version of the Modern Family. Three times divorced with five children, Sheen now lives with Natalie Kenley, 24, seen here as a marijuana magazine cover
24.
Girl, and Rachel
wow.
Oberlin, 24, also
24.
Known as Brie Olsen,
that's a little
a
young
porn star, and one of many Sheen has a shine for.
So let's party.
We win so radically in our underwear before our first cup of coffee, it's scary. People say it's lonely at the top, but I sure like the view.
So Sheen calls them his goddesses, and their exploits have been fodder for print, TV, and online tabloids around the world.
They're an international sensation. These are my girlfriends. These are the women that I love that have completed the three parts of my heart.
Natty and Charlie have their own special connection. I have my own connection with Charlie, and then Natty and I also have our own relationship.
It seems crazy to everybody else, but for us, I mean, it works well.
It's not about you.
Look at these two. Wow.
He's like Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
Right now he's got
yeah.
huge blonde,
no
silly.
You have an affinity
actually,
for porn stars.
Actually, I just have to make a correction that only one of them is silly. The other one is a little bit.
I haven't seen what they look like.
Yeah, she's. Oh, sorry.
Wow, I mean, listen to that.
Really dry.
Wait,
what is this?
Wait, what's that?
My forehead and.
This isn't me.
Is it me?
I can't get enough moisture.
What is that?
That is you.
It's me?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I wonder what's going on. Hold on, let me see. I got something crazy going on. Wait, is it still going on?
I don't hear it now. Huh.
I don't know.
I wonder if I should play.
That interrupted the whole thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, only one of them is pretty. The other one is a little bit.
I'll have to see what they look like. I haven't seen.
A little bit of rough in the
face. I think I saw one that.
She actually looks like she struck out on like heroin or something.
Well, yeah, they're probably all doing stuff, right?
Yeah.
They probably, it's tough for them to keep up because they don't have the tiger blood or whatever, right?
I mean, tiger blood, that's right.
Winning.
Anyway, here's a little more.
Stay.
Oh, sorry.
Stay.
Why?
Well, look at what they do. Look at what I do. Duh.
You know, you say duh, but I don't get it. What is it?
It's exciting. It's fun. And you already know what you're getting before you meet them.
Because you've watched them.
No, because I'm guessing, ew. Right? Well, of course. What's not to watch?
Ew.
They're the best at what they do, and I'm the best at what I do. And together, it's like, it's on. Sorry, Middle America. Yeah, I said it.
It's also well documented that Sheen often prefers to pay for the company of women.
Winning.
Is it the same for prostitutes? Sure. Is it that it's good sex?
Yeah, who wants to deal with all the small talk and nonsense? And you're paying for something that eliminates that. And I don't know. It makes sense to me. As long as you're not lying to anybody. As long as you're not lying to people. I think whatever you do and there's no children involved, then you're okay. But people are going to judge it because they're so jealous and they're doing it behind closed doors. And it's like, really, dude? Really?
Do you all sleep in the same bed together?
Can I take that one? Definitely not. Only because
three is
too many for a bed. Everybody, each one of us needs an end side, and there's only two ends on a bed, you know, but it's never an issue.
We all just land wherever we land. We try not to make rules or plans or anything like that. Do you want to marry Charlie?
Too soon to tell.
I would love to marry Charlie.
I'm 0-3 with the marriage thing, so being a ball player, I believe in numbers. I'm not going 0-4. I'm not the marriage guy, but maybe the three of us will get married. I don't know. Oh, now it's a polygamy story. It's a polygamy story. I mean, come on.
Traditional relation.
He's a million miles an hour.
He's totally crazy.
And who wants to marry effing Charlie Sheen?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
It's like a time bomb.
Yeah, he
happen?
Really. I mean, and those are paid people. I mean, it's not. It seems so weird to me. That's not a relationship. How could they?
I don't think they're paid. I think they're.
Really?
I think they're in.
They're getting stuff.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course they're getting stuff.
They're
it's
getting
like when Hugh Hefner has the blonde sillies, and he's like,
but
I mean, he's like 80 something.
But he's written like he wrote some checks and stuff, right?
Well, that was that other girl.
She's gone. She's
gone.
Yeah, he couldn't afford it.
So last night, Charlie Sheen did this disaster of a Ustream show. Do you
know really?
About that?
No, I haven't heard this.
So he kept tweeting. He's like, I'm going to be on the show. I'm going to be on a show. And I'm like,
wow.
He's hosting a show. Great. But I was at a concert, so I didn't get to see the beginning of the show. But here are some, I saw like the end of it. And when I tuned in, it had like 9,400 views. And then by the time it was over, it was like 80,000.
Wow. Oh my
viewers
gosh.
Were dropping like flies. Here's some highlights. You can have to turn this up because it's kind of quiet.
Tonight is a bit of an experiment of sorts.
we're going to give you a little snapshot views into the things that you're going to be seeing from week to week, day to day, perhaps. That all depends on how many of you show up and insist that we stay on the air all the time. If you just bear with us, we will work out the kinks. I promise, Brad. I promise. So, where most hosts at this point would, I guess, go into the traditional, transparent, and boring monologue portion of their intro, my monologue looks something like this. This has not been seen yet. I'm unveiling this for the first time. I'm live.
It's a tattoo that says winning. It's on his wrist.
I was wondering where. I know he. Wow. I know he got a tattoo. I didn't know what it was.
Can we see it? Do we see it? Can we see it?
What is it?
What do you think it is?
A tattoo?
Yes, it is.
Winning.
Yes, winning.
Window.
Winning.
What?
Guess what we're doing? Guess what we're doing all day?
Winning.
Winning. Join our chant. Winning.
Winning. Winning. Winning. Winning. Winning. Winning.
Wow.
So that was some of the quality podcasting.
Winning.
And
that's amazing.
This morning he admits that it sucked. So he tweeted this morning, last night was treasonous to the movement. My bad. apparently it was 50 minutes. I only caught like
50 minutes.
20 minutes of it or something.
So was the rest of it just winning, the chanting?
Just unintelligible madness.
Yeah.
It was him and his like some of his buddies. And it said, and he said also, a video session coming soon.
Jeez.
So it was terrible. He said, check it if you've been warned. A violent torpedo of truth. Love or hate, do the math. Sheen's forgettable webcast quickly lost viewers and drew heaps of online scorn.
Yeah, wait, so this was...
last night.
This was last night.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty awful. I tuned in and I just was like, I didn't know what the hell was going on. It's just him and his friends and that Natalie girl just
hanging out,
being
like
idiots.
Webcam thing?
Yeah, it was like a webcam thing.
Unbelievable.
And it said like Sheen's Corner with a K, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And then it said, either you're with us or you're with trolls or something insane like that.
So he's starting like a new cult.
Yeah.
About
winning. And here's another clip from the Sheen's Corner.
Hotels and motels for years. Josie Dimples. You know, it just screams that you have to, when you say that perfect and beautiful winning last name, that you have to go, Josie Dimples. Josie Dimples.
Am I the only one?
We all do it together.
Josie Dimples.
Yes, Josie Dimples is an 80-year-old woman who tweeted me.
I was talking last time I checked.
Sorry? Have we crashed?
No.
We're in good shape. Yeah, she's an 80-year-old woman who tweeted me and said that she's now winning. She's winning in inside of every moment. So Josie Dimples, we salute you.
Yeah,
and clearly Josie Dimples, you are a winner.
I don't know why
Dimples
he thought this would be
nipples?
A good idea. Dimples.
Not nipples.
No, not Josie Nipples.
I thought he said that the second time.
No,
okay.
he made every D. With it would begin with an N sound. Josie Dimples, like that kind of thing.
Oh.
Funny. And apparently his estranged wife, Brooke Mueller, came to get their kids on Wednesday
morning.
Yeah,
I heard something about the kids.
She placed a temporary restraining order on Charlie Sheen. So,
I thought the kids...
So.
Yeah.
I don't really know what's going to happen to him, but until then, he's goddamn entertaining.
Really entertaining.
So entertaining. So we've got great shtick. We got Tiger Blood and Adonis DNA, and of course we have winning.
Winning.
I got a nice little prepared.
Do you have a little prepared montage? I'm anxious to hear it.
That's pretty good that I found online here.
Let's talk about something exciting. Me winning. I'm an F-18, bro. Winning. Pure and complete gnarlyisms. Anyway.
anyway. No, you're just messing with one dude. Sorry. We are high priests, Vatican assassin warlocks. Duh, we work for the Pope. We murder people. We're Vatican assassins. Here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning. I have a disease. Bullshit. I cured it with my brain, with my mind. I'm cured. I'm done. Boom. And I don't know. Winning? Anyone? Rhymes with winning. Gnarly, gnarlington. Winning. Smoking hotties. Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a pussy. There's my life. Deal with it. Oh, wait. Can't process it. Losers. Winning. Goodbye.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Gnarly Gnarlington. What is it, 1990?
Yeah, he's been saying that a lot. Gnarly Gnarlington. He's also been saying we're Vatican assassin warlocks.
Yeah, what is that? Everybody, what the hell? What's he mean by that? I have no idea.
The women who interviewed him on 2020 asked him what he meant by that.
And he doesn't really. It's not that clear.
He didn't answer the question.
Yeah, he's just all over the place.
He's all over the place. He's a million miles an hour. Oh, he's entertaining.
If you saw him,
he's gonna crash and burn though.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He's like Jim Belushi.
He's got, like, you see, like, those interviews, like, he's, like, smoking.
He's,
like, he's
agitated.
Always
got
to, like, consume.
Yeah, he looks
like, he's got
terrible.
This energy. Like, if you saw him at a bar, you would, like, and you know who he was, you want to stay away. Like,
yeah.
You're like, man, that guy is going crazy.
It's really too bad.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's so terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's entertaining.
But it is entertaining.
Yet frightening.
Yeah.
At the same time.
And what a mess up, like, because of him, now that show's not being aired.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Like, and all
the people are out of work.
Yeah, they get all that
bitter.
Money.
Yeah.
That huge money. Like,
yeah.
And then the shows don't go on, and then other people that are involved. And
I don't get entertained.
Yeah, that's right. Right. We don't get to watch the show.
It's horrible. Let's see. Well, just to finish up a little bit, Blair River, a 575-pound spokesman for the Heart Attack Grill in Arizona, dead at 29. So
29?
Yeah. So here's this guy. He's 29 years old. He's 600 pounds. And he's a spokesman for the Heart Attack Grill.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut and then fill it with chocolate
I
swirl
think he died
ice cream?
Of
I'm sorry, but...
He died of pneumonia or something like
really?
That.
Really?
But he was a big fatty.
That's horrible. That's young.
It is horrible. Here's the Heart Attack Grill commercial, by the way.
Oh, it's a commercial.
I'm up another few inches.
That's
Who
him.
Needs these old pants? I get to eat for free. And thanks to our new health care law, I don't have to pay for my own medical bills either.
Close medical supervision, no contracts, and results that I personally guarantee. What more could you ask for from a diet program?
The Heart Attack Grill diet is not for everyone. Side effects may include sudden weight gain, repeated increase of wardrobe size, back pain, male breast growth, loss of sexual partners, lung cancer, tooth decay, liver sclerosis, stroke, and an inability to see your penis. In some cases, mild death may occur. Ask your doctor if the Heart Attack Grill diet is right for you.
It's unfortunately ironic.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, Heart Attack Grill?
It's in Arizona, I suppose.
That's a real thing?
It's a real thing. They feature flatliner fries fried in pure lard and a butter fat shake and no filter cigarettes.
Wow.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Oh, you want to see the dude? Here you go.
I think
here's
I did
picture.
See him. Oh, he is large and
he's
not
large
really
and in charge. Well, he's not in charge anymore. But I don't know. Rest in peace, anyway. Looks like a jolly old fellow. Anyway, I didn't get to half the stories I had.
Yeah, I had so much more.
We'll talk about the pastor next week. It's pure gold.
That would be great.
Pure
yeah, that will save
gold.
For next week.
Oh, we'll save it.
That would be good.
And maybe we'll bring back the best of Craigslist next week.
Oh,
too.
I love the best of Craigslist. And then we're going to call some shows.
Oh, but aren't we going to be...
Are we away next week? I can't remember.
We're going to be at a concert.
Is that next week?
I think so.
No, I think it's the week after.
12th.
Is it 12?
Already the 6th, baby.
Oh, damn. So we're not here next week.
Oh, damn it. All right, we'll figure something out.
All right.
All right, thanks
for
joining us.
We'll catch up to you another time.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know.
Well, maybe we'll do the show some other time.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for joining us today. We'll be back.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll be back. We'll be back. Just stay tuned. Follow Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. All right, we got to go.
All right. Take care. See you next time.
Have a good week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
is the Derek and Kay Show.